Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And Brewers Outlet, by the way, is open. Okay? So everyone knows. So go stock up for the weekend. And today's show is also brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. In Hummel's Wharf. And the service department at Sunbury Motors is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And check out the great product lines online as well at Sunbury Motors. When it's time to get going again and buy, they will be ready to sell. By the way, Brewers Outlet open right now, just so you know. Right now, they're open. All right, Tim Banks in a few moments. First, our play-by-play call of the day. Ben Roethlisberger, who had a nightmarish Super Bowl 40, gave the ball to somebody else to throw.
At the 43. Little toss. Here comes a gadget play. Randall L., he can throw. He was a quarterback in college. And he's thrown a touchdown to Hines Ward in the Super Bowl.
Roethlisberger, I believe, has the lowest pass, the lowest QBR rating of any quarterback to win the Super Bowl ever in that game. Now, second time through when they beat Arizona, Roethlisberger, to me, is the reason why they won the game. But in that game, Matt Catrillo was almost as effective. Almost. All right, yesterday we heard from Tim Banks, safeties coach, and also co-defensive coordinator. More from him to get you a better read on how Penn State football is handling all of this and the team.
Elton Hayes, CNHI, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Coach, you just, in your last answer, you kind of mentioned, you know, you kind of tailor your coaching style to certain players, you adapt and adjust. I know you guys had 11 members come in early in December, or I'm sorry, in January. I was wondering, with the challenges that this situation presents with the pandemic, how are you all, navigating and taking, what approach are you taking with these younger guys opposed to the guys who have maybe had more time in the system and are kind of used to things a little bit more?
Yeah, well that's a challenge. But once again, no different than what we're doing right now. The fact that I can see your face, you know, gives me the opportunity to do the same thing with a lot of the younger guys. And, you know, again, for them, it is more challenging because obviously they haven't had a chance to do it physically. You know, they got just a small taste of what it would look like, you know, going into spring ball. But as I continue to caution those guys, you know, not to worry as far as, you know, if they'll be ready, because, you know, we have one of the best strength coaches in the country, if not the best. So I know when we have an opportunity, if we do, if we're blessed to, you know, he'll get them what they need to be strong enough. But in the meanwhile, we have to do a great job of preparing mentally. And that's what these guys are doing. And I believe they'll be ready given the opportunity to perform.
Peter Terpstra, WTAJ.
When it comes to the teams that make maybe the college football playoff this next year, do you think those are going to be the teams that found ways to make the most out of this time with their team scattered across the country? And how important is it to keep that sense of urgency going right now?
I think it's everything, you know, whether you're thinking about it along the lines of making the playoffs or just trying to win the first game, as we are, you know, I think having an urgency, understanding that, You know, we don't know, you know, when we'll have an opportunity to play, but we know when we do, we have to be ready, you know, and it could be tomorrow, it could be next month, it could be, you know, 2 months from now. We have no idea. But the goal is every day we wake up and, you know, we're trying to win the day, you know, and if you can understand that mantra, if you will, and truly digest it, I think you have a chance to be successful. And, you know, that's really what we preach in this program, you know, that we want to be ready when our number is called. And the only way to be ready is to make sure that we're preparing as if, you know, we're playing tomorrow, you know, and that's the message to our young men.
Tyler Donahue, Lions 247.
Hey, Tim, hope you and your family are doing well through this. Thanks for the time. Yeah.
Likewise.
Appreciate that. Player I wanted to get to is Trent Gordon. We heard from Brent Pry last week, said that you guys felt he checked off the necessary boxes to make that switch from cornerback to safety. How long had you kind of been evaluating him as a potential guy in your room? What does he bring there, and how does he factor into the competition on the depth chart in 2020?
Yeah, we've been thinking about that since the day we recruited him. You know, I was heavily involved in his recruiting process with Coach Smith. So, you know, we knew when we signed him, you know, it was a possibility that, you know, he could be a corner or he could be a safety. You know, we typically recruit that way. You know, we look for combo guys that have a skill set of a corner and size of a safety, and he fit that mold. So we're excited, you know, to have an opportunity to bring him in our room. You know, he just brings an element, obviously, from a cornerback perspective. He's been trained to cover. You know, he has the size, the speed, to be able to fit in the box, you know, as a safety. So, you know, obviously time will tell, you know, in terms of, you know, how much playing time he gets, if you will. You know, for us, you know, we started just competing, learning, you know, and I think he wants to do that. You know, he's been great in the meetings. He's been hungry. I think he'll have an opportunity, you know, to play both sides, the field side and the boundary side. And to be quite honest, I think that's what makes our room special. You know, we have a lot of great young men who want to compete, you know, and Trent adds to that. So we're excited. You know, I love Trent, love his family. You know, I love his competitive nature. So, you know, he'll get exactly what he earns, and I know he's ready to try to compete for a lot of it. So we're excited.
Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
I wanted to go back to a previous question you got, and you were talking about your ability to adapt and adjust to your guys. I would think that Lamont Wade has a pretty strong personality. How have you been able to adapt and adjust to him, and how have you seen his maturation grow as we've gone through this, especially during this strange time?
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, I've had Lamont, you know, for a year or two now, and, you know, we've had a chance to get to know each other, and it takes time to learn, you know, what motivates him. But Lamont is super smart. You know, he's very motivated. You know, he definitely wants to be the best version of himself he can possibly be. And, you know, guys like that I naturally click with in general. So he's, it's, to be quite honest, it's been great to see how well he's adapted to learning the position. The total position, you know, not necessarily just his position, you know, but he understands the boundary safety. He obviously had a significant role in playing our nickelback, you know, so he's done a truly good job that way. And, you know, all the guys respect him, you know, because of his knowledge, because of his work ethic. And, you know, this will be a big year for him from a leadership perspective. He was a guy that on Saturdays definitely brought all the energy and our guys could feed off of him. But this year, I expect him to take another step in terms of, you know, really, you know, helping the kids prepare throughout the week, you know, for some of the young guys who haven't had a chance to have significant roles, you know, getting those guys, you know, on the same page during the week so they're ready to play and feed off that energy that he brings on the weekend. So I'm excited about him, you know, and we've definitely had a chance to get to know each other. You know, he understands what our standards and our expectations are in our room. And I understand the energy and what makes him tick, to be quite honest. And I think it's been a pretty good marriage so far. And I think he's really just scratching the surface on how good he can be, you know, going into his senior year.
Next up is John Sauer of Center Daily Times.
You guys have a void with Garrett Taylor's departure. Has anyone stepped up to fill that void at this point? And how are you keeping things competitive for that spot without actually being able to get on the field?
Well, again, you know, obviously Garrett was a tremendous, you know, not only, you know, player, you know, at Penn State, but just a great ambassador for the university in general. You know, he was a guy that you know, not just talked about wanting it all, but really walked it, you know, great student, really good in the community. And obviously he showed up on Saturdays and played at a high level. So, but again, you know, I think as I tell my guys, my seniors that are leaving, you know, if you've truly done your job, you know, you're leaving the place better than you found it, you know. So I feel like he's done a great job of helping teach and mold some of the younger guys or some of the guys behind him, whether you're talking about a Jonathan Sutherland, whether you're talking about a Lamont Wade, or even Brisker, who was only there with them for a semester. But they all had an opportunity to watch how he conducted himself in our meetings, how he prepared, you know, how hard he worked during the weight room, in the weight room, in our winter condition. And so I think he really left his mark, and I think those guys are ready to step up and continue with the tradition, no different than some of the other guys who left and set the bar for Garrett Taylor, you know, a Nick Scott, a Marcus Allen, you know, a Troy Apke. You know, again, tradition and success usually leaves clues, you know, and it's up to me to make sure our players find those clues and react accordingly. So obviously when you talk about being competitive, you know, during this time, you know, we're trying to be competitive or creative, if you will, with, again, I think one of the first questions, where are we quizzing our guys? You know, we try to have some fun with it, you know, put them in a competitive situation that way. But obviously, you're not being on the field or having an opportunity to just be around each other physically presents its own challenges that way. But we're making the best of it. You know, no one's feeling sorry for us. You know, we understand what the task at hand is. And, you know, I just truly believe our guys will be ready when we have our opportunity.
Next up, Jerry DePaula, Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Hi, Tim. Thank you very much for your time today. I'm going to piggyback a little off of Frank and Joe's question on Lamont Wade. In your view, what is his ultimate upside as far as maybe the next level is concerned? And if I may, if you can talk a little bit about Joey Porter Jr. I know he's a corner, but his father was a very passionate player. Is he showing any of those same traits in your experience with him?
Yeah, well, starting with Lamont, you know, I think he has a tremendous upside. You know, he played on the hash, but he also showed the ability to play, you know, in the slot, you know, which I think is big. You know, if you look at the next level, you know, the NFL looks very similar to a lot of the college programs now in my mind, with a lot of three wide receiver sets. And even when you have tight ends in the game, you're flexing them out. So you need to have guys in the game that, you know, obviously can cover, but also have enough stout about him to be able to make tackles. And I think Lamont can do that. I think the ability for him to blitz and come off the edges sets him apart from some guys. And I think his overall energy that he brings and passion for the game that he brings is contagious within your defense. So I think those are traits that will be very attractive to some guys at the next level. And, you know, obviously once he finishes and helps us, you know, continue our goals here, you know, someone will be very fortunate to have him. As it relates to Jerry Porter, you know, we're super excited about Jerry, about Porter. You know, we really feel like, you know, the size that he brings, the athleticism that he brings, you know, he really has a chance to really, you know, be one of the better players here. But, you know, obviously he has to earn it. You know, everything is earned, not given, you know. But, you know, based on what we saw in the fall and based on the small window that we had with him during the winter conditioning, you know, we really believe he's on the upswing and he has a chance to, you know, really help this team in a great way. Joey.
Next up is Nubias Wilburn, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
What have you learned about Coach Franklin or really anybody on the coach's staff during this time that maybe you wouldn't have been able to learn otherwise since the way
you said that one more time? I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
My bad. I said, what have you maybe learned about Coach Franklin or maybe any of the other assistant coaches that maybe you wouldn't have, considering how different the times are right now?
I don't think I've learned anything different because Coach is still Coach, you know. I mean, we're working and we're not missing a beat in terms of our preparation, our attention to detail, and, you know, our meetings. You know, I think it's not necessarily what I've learned about him that's different. It's what I respect about him. You know, he's very consistent, you know, in his approach. You know, he makes sure he keeps us all accountable, and he brings a certain energy that's contagious. So, you know, I'm just excited and very fortunate to have the opportunity to work side by side with him. and obviously our staff. We've obviously had, you know, some turnovers, but you know, I feel really good about the men that I'm working with or come to work with every day. And I know that sounds funny when I say come to work every day, but no different than when I'm talking to you. We're able to see each other through technology, and you know, we feel like we got a really good staff. You know, and for me, relationships are everything. You know, for me, if I'm gonna go to work with guys and spend more time with them than I do with my own family, you know, I gotta truly, you know, respect those guys and truly love being around them. And I truly do, you know, and I think that starts from the leadership up top with Coach Franklin and, you know, the decisions he's made to bring some of these guys within our family.
All right, that concludes today's call. Thank you, Coach Banks, and thank you, everybody, for joining us.
And that is Tim Banks' teleconference from earlier in the week. In fact, it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Luca Garza, by the way, has opted for the NBA draft, but he's going to keep his eligibility. And again, I fully expect him to be playing for Iowa next season. I don't blame him for doing it. No, I don't blame him at all. Might as well find out. Now, I don't know what you can find out right now. I have no idea. I mean, Matt put Luke's name into the NBA draft. I don't know what you're going to find out there, although I can guess.
Well, he's got strong legs already, so he's got that going for him.
See, all you see, typical parent, all you see are dollar signs. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet. By the way, open till 9 tonight. Open tomorrow as well here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The pass interference rule that I believe my exact quote on the show was, they'll regret the day they put it in on replay for pass interference. It's now gone.
Thank God.
It's out. They also talked about putting a sky judge camera with an eighth official up in the box. They're not going to do that either. So that's the news out of the NFL today. And the NBA, by the way, is supposed to have the draft on June 25th. We all know that's not going to happen. They want it pushed back, and they'd like it pushed back to no sooner than August 1st. Okay? They're trying to salvage what they consider to be the essential elements of the pre-draft process. I don't blame them. I mean, they'd love to have some in-person workouts, some interviews, medical evaluations. And, of course, right now, all that's impossible in the current climate. But that's what the NBA is considering, pushing the draft back from June 25th to no sooner than August 1st. But the pass interference rule in the NFL, where you can replay pass interference and essentially waste everyone's time, is now off the table. That rule is going to be gone. And they thought about a sky judge. Everybody's like pretty gung-ho about a sky judge. No, not going to happen either. Sometimes less is more. I've mentioned that many, many times. The NFL, I think they've figured it out that in this case, when it comes to replay, less is more. Just for the most part, unless it's egregious, just play. All the stoppages take just too much time. You just sit there and go, oh, another one? And again, when you're sitting there as a neutral fan, and most of these games that we watch, most of them we watch are neutral. Yeah, I mean, Matt, you watch an Eagles game, but then you watch another game during the weekend. You're neutral. I mean, you know, unless it's the Cowboys, where like your personal it's almost like hatred.
No, it is. You can say that.
I mean, Lisa, you can't raise a child in a world of hate.
Well, believe me, she's told me that already many times.
Now, intense dislike, sure. But hate, no. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. They're open till 9 tonight. They're open from 9 to 9 tomorrow with the best selection of snacks and beverages. Pickle Bar, which is second to none. They're the best. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, and no surprise to this veteran campaigner, second to none. Brewers Outlet is open till 9 tonight. They're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow, so stock up. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And check out, go to sunburymotors.com. Check out the great product lines that they have. And remember, please remember that once they get rolling, there are going to be people who want to buy. Get some deals there. And the service department is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's 7 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And now for the best basketball player that Stores has seen since Khalid Al-Amin.
What up?
The best point guard they've had since.
How are you?
Kevin Freeman's going to say, you said what? That's what Freeman... Free is going to look at me and say, you said what? Then I'll show him your picture. Then he'll really say what? They just don't know how clever you were with the ball.
Huh?
Nobody knows how clever you were with the ball, though.
Me, clever with a ball? No. You should see, I'm here live at my RC10 studio in Storrs, Connecticut. And let me tell you, it's nothing like State College. I'm sure State College has still got a lot of people around and stuff. Here, the college is the whole town. And with the college closed, I mean, there's like deer running around. There's a few cows. That's about it. You know, we're in a small little village here, and that's it. There's really nothing to the Stores campus except the college. It's not like State College at all.
There's no hotels.
There's no anything around. So it's like maybe 1,000 people here. That's it. It's pretty cool. So love my new studio. It's great.
Well, I bet you do.
Kick back and a lazy boy. I got the Masters on from I don't know what year. I think it's the year Adam Scott won. So.
Okay. Well, it'd be, what, 2013 maybe?
Yeah. You know what's amazing? And it's the same there. Liquor stores are essential. Liquor store sales here in Connecticut are up 50%. So figure that one out.
But well, I mean, the suit was thrilled when he heard that.
Wow, I'm kicking way back here. I'm like laying back in a lazy boy. This is great. So how are things going there? Everyone healthy?
Everyone's healthy. Here in Center County, for example, it's increased by 2 cases in each of the last 3 days. So it's up 6 in 3 days. So up 2 each day based on their stats. Is that the definition of leveling out? Well, that's where we have 61 cases here in the county. County has 162,000 people.
Yeah, that's Connecticut's got quite a few more because of the proximity to the New York City. Mansfield, where I'm at here, stores has one.
Right.
At Northern Connecticut, not bad. But I mean, if one person dies, that's bad. But
sure,
Southern
absolutely.
Connecticut is really decimated.
There's southwestern Connecticut,
down there.
That essentially is a New York suburb. So,
yeah, well, and they have a lot of people who work in New York City. So, yeah. And that kind of brought it in like that. But Harford County. There's quite a few. There's so many numbers, you forget all the numbers. But
I know.
Harford and South is pretty bad. So.
Yeah.
But we're shut down for at least till May 20th now. So
here
as far as schools go and as far as, well, and he's not saying he's opening them May 20th. He's just saying he's not going to make another decision until May 20th, which includes restaurants and all stuff right. like that is closed sure. at least until May 20th. So, right. not good news. We'll get through it, right?
Yeah, we're one day closer to getting through it. How about that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's something no one will ever forget. And I think the new norm is being, I don't want to get within 6 feet of anyone, so.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. I don't like to be touched anyway, so it's good. You wearing a mask?
No. I'm a bad example, but no, I have not.
Yeah, I only wore one once today. My glasses steamed up. I was like, holy. It's tough. It's not tough. I mean, what are we complaining about? But it's definitely different. I wear gloves if I go somewhere, so.
Right.
And people have been good, people are abiding by it. What
yep.
scares me is we've been doing this now for like 3 weeks or so, and there's still more cases,
Right.
If people are keeping their distance and there's still more cases, what's going on?
Right.
Whatever. Let's get happy.
All right, so let's do it. Let's get some questions going here.
Here we go.
Now, Matt... I believe, Matt, you said to me that you have one emailed in.
That we do. It is from our old friend Jim Wetzel.
Cool.
Okay, Jim.
And his question is, what baseball Hall of Famer who played for 21 years in the major leagues hit a home run his first time at bat and never hit another one?
Whoa.
Hit a home run in his first major league at bat and never hit another one?
That is correct.
And he played for 21 years.
Yep.
Has to be a pitcher.
Yeah.
You are correct.
The suit's out. I can't stand it.
But the king is right. It is a pitcher.
Oh boy, and I've heard this before.
No, I don't. I don't know the answer.
Bob Gibson.
So I will. I will say Billy Rohr.
Kev,
is he a pitcher for the Phillies?
Doesn't specify here, but he is enshrined in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
He also coached for the Yankees and the Braves.
I already made my guess. It's a really good one.
Begin with a G?
No, it begins with an H. It's Hoyt Wilhelm.
Wow, the knuckleballer.
The relief pitcher.
Known for the knuckleballer used mainly in relief. And he had a lifetime 2.52 ERA, was the first to record 200 saves, first to pitch in 1,000 games, 124 games in relief.
Good question. Wow.
That's from Jim Wetzel. Good stuff, Jim.
Way to go, Jim.
I was way off. The Phillies. Well, I was trying to think of a pitcher who pitched for 21 years. That's, you know.
Well, you're throwing knuckleballs. You can pitch for 21
years. Yeah, you can. Yeah. There's the key right there. Yeah. So. Okay, good. Good question. Okay. Okay, who's going first?
Well, that'll count as one of my
three. Oh,
so
of course it does. Okay. It counts as yours. Oh, yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw a softball. What sports figure holds the record for appearing in the most times on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
I will say Muhammad Ali. Wow.
Matt?
I'll say LeBron.
But closer, Michael Jordan, 47 times. 47 times. Imagine that.
That's not surprising.
I haven't been on once.
Not even in the background? Because I know you tried to photobomb a lot.
But I probably had the magazines. So. Okay, Matt, you're on. Steve-O.
No, it's me. Let's see. What team did Ty Cobb finish his career with after all those years with the Detroit Tigers?
Cleveland Indians.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Red Sox.
The Philadelphia A's.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. 2 years. In fact, 2 years. Now, I think we should take a break and really go gung-ho in the last segment here.
We got it.
Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, open till 9 tonight. And open 9 to 9 tomorrow. Stock up. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Service department at Sunbury Motors open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then go online and check out the great product lines they have at Sunbury Motors. The King is with us. Matt's with us. I mean, right now, as Matt's getting ready to go home for the weekend, Lisa, his wife, is now changing little Luke out of the Steelers onesie he's been wearing all day and putting on an Eagles onesie just to appease you.
Yeah, probably.
Steeler fans?
Well, she is.
Who's your team, Matt?
Eagles.
Eagles, cool.
We were the merging of Pennsylvania is what we called it when we got married.
Meet in the middle.
That's right.
Do they ever play each other?
Well, actually, they will next year. It's NFC East versus AFC North next year, and it will be at Heinz Field.
Wow.
It's the last time they played each other in the regular season, 34-3 Eagles, by the way. It was at the Link.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, listen to him. He's just throwing out a bunch of stuff right now, man.
We're hoping they play.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that yet.
No. Coming up. So.
All right. Okay. So let's get to more questions. Matt, you get to go first.
Okay. Since 2013, only one NFC team has won the Super Bowl. Who is that team? Kevin.
Oh, jeez, come on. This is just
it's
so
a
low.
Say it again. This since 2013.
This is so low of you.
since 2013, only one NFC team has won the Super Bowl. Who is that team?
The Eagles.
So low. I mean, and
I
we
said
just
it was
had
a layup.
And we just had Stefan Wisniewski on the show yesterday.
Exactly, and that was great too. But hey, he's with the Steelers now, so it's all good.
That was a softball.
So do I get credit for saying the Eagles? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you do. You both get credit.
The Steelers.
Okay,
I'm up. Okay. What NHL team was once called the St. Patrick?
I am going to say the New York Rangers.
No.
Matt? Oh, I think I know. Wait a minute, I think I know.
They were called. They used to be called the St. Patrick's.
Yep.
I'm going to go Minnesota Wild.
No. Nope. Not the
Never
Maple Leafs.
Tried, Steve.
Is it the Maple Leafs?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
Yep. Would that be how they got the Patrick Division?
No, it was Patrick Division's named after the legendary Lester Patrick.
Oh, okay. Well,
yep.
I put two and two together and got three.
Yep. So. No, that's fine. That makes sense.
Yeah, what, yeah I was way off
said.
On that one.
Yeah, almost.
Interesting, though. Yeah.
Wow.
Steve-O, you're up.
All right. In the World Football League. What team did Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, and Paul Warfield sign with and actually played?
Wow.
You can, it's just good if you have the city.
I'll say New York.
Okay. Matt, I know Matt wants to say the Eagles, but that's okay.
No, I'll say Washington.
Memphis.
Oh.
Memphis.
They were the Memphis Southmen. Now the story is they were going to be the Toronto Northmen. But the Canadian government stepped in and said no competition to the Canadian Football League, so they had to take the franchise and move it to Memphis. John Bassett was the owner. John Bassett signed Warfield, Kick, Zonka to play for them. Then eventually Bassett became the owner of the Tampa Bay Bandits in the USFL before he passed away of cancer.
Wow.
There you have it.
Matt?
All right. To the NBA with my question. Sixer center Joel Embiid is native of which African country?
Zimbabwe.
Steve?
Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah. Oh, boy, it'd take you long to go, eh? Jeez. Holy mackerel. Golly. Let's see. You went to Kansas, but I don't think that's right. I'm going to say Cameroon.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Cameroon.
That's amazing. Good question. Good answer. Is Zimbabwe even in Africa?
Yes. Used to be Rhodesia. Used to be Rhodesia.
All right. I'm going to bring it back here and go back to the topic of balls. What is the maximum weight for a golf ball?
Well, sometimes when I hit it and it doesn't go anywhere, it feels like 100 pounds.
Same.
I just say, on the bad shots. On the bad shot.
Think about it now. How much does a golf ball weigh?
I'm going to say an ounce and a half.
Matt?
I'll say 3 ounces.
What, Steve? You're, you know, 1.6 ounces.
Which okay, is that's really close to an ounce and a half.
Off by a tenth.
Well, we have to say you're right because
I was
the
under. I didn't.
Weight
I
per
didn't...
golf ball, it's 1.6 ounces. So.
Wow.
That's really good. I'm going to give you a win on that one.
Oh,
that's good.
There you go. There you go. Like I said, when I hit it, sometimes it feels like it's 10 pounds.
But you got it right. Holy mackerel. You didn't get the amount of dimples right, but you got that. So that's good.
Yeah. I may stand out the tee sometime and just start counting.
Okay, Steve-O, you're up.
Oh, it's me. I'm up. Okay. Bear Bryant won his national championships. Nick Saban won his national championships. One coach in between them won a national championship at Alabama. Who was it?
Oh, gosh, I know. The quarterback there.
I'm drawing a blank. I can picture him, but I can't think of the name.
Tall guy. What's his name? It's killing me. I know who he is.
Gene Stallings.
Yeah. I can see him. Silver hair. Oh, man.
Yep.
Good question. Really good question.
Went down there in 1990, Penn State did. The one time Joe faced him, Penn State won the game in Tuscaloosa 9-0 over Gene Stallings in Alabama.
All right.
Yep. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
St. Louis Cardinals, right?
Yep. Be safe, everybody.
Thanks, guys.